We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Earth-protecting viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Armenia and Malta honor their Independence Day. In education news, an innovative type of schooling is offered to disadvantaged Indian children. In animal welfare news, Singapore holds a gathering to discuss improving protection efforts for our co-inhabitants. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 21st, is the 30th anniversary of the International Day of Peace. It was established by the United Nations to honor and strengthen the noble ideal of peace among all individuals, peoples, and countries. This year's theme is Make Your Voice Heard. Interfaith peace ceremonies, forums, public concerts, tree plantings, prayer services, and art exhibits are some of the many ways citizens around the world commemorate this special day. It's also an occasion emphasizing making peace in both personal and global relationships. We wish each individual an uplifting International Day of Peace.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from California, USA. At the start of September 2011, a blaze that became known as the Canyon Fire ignited in Southern California when a small plane crashed near the mountain town of Tehachapi. Along with lives claimed, the fire consumed 15,000 acres of rugged terrain and destroyed dozens of homes and buildings. Fires continued to be sparked in the area due to lightning strikes.
This fire is kind of our primary focus.
All of California this week has been experiencing lightning episodes coming through. And this base camp was originally set up for the Canyon Fire that was probably 2 weeks ago now. And just yesterday, as they were getting ready to take this camp down, another series of lightning storms came through and started a whole large number of fires throughout the area.
Some structure damage, but I'm not sure.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately asked that our association members please go, if possible, to comfort those most in need, saying that expenses would be reimbursed as needed. Upon receiving this urgent relief message, our association's relief team from Los Angeles set out for southwestern Kern County in the Tehachapi region on September 10th. Just as they were arriving, rain began to fall, greatly helping to douse the wildfires. The relief team visited the firefighting personnel's base camp, where officials said all the evacuees and reconstruction were being taken care of by the local and state governments, the state Red Cross, the affected, and their insurance companies. Our association members drove up Blackburn Canyon, where they found structures that had been reduced to ashes.
That's my house there that used to be my house. And I was coming next door to visit my mom. The firemen came and they had a truck in each of our driveways and said they were going to try to defend the place and we should probably leave. And so we left and we went to my brother's house. We've been staying there ever since. They had the roads closed still so we couldn't come back and see. But after a few days, we finally had the chance to come back and see that the house had burned down. We haven't really had a chance to look through the ashes yet to see if there's anything left that we can save.
The relief team offered their sympathies to two families who had lost their homes and gave them each a gift bag containing $500 to help them along their road of recovery, as well as informative SOS flyers and Supreme Master Qinghai's book, From Crisis to Peace, describing the vegan solution to such disasters.
I'm pretty overwhelmed that everyone's generosity, and I'm very grateful for all the help that we've been given, and your gift especially was very welcome. Thank you so much.
Bless you. Well, wish you best on your road of recovery.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master Qinghai. Thank you very much.
Our appreciation, officials, firefighting personnel, and the Red Cross, for your helpful initiatives. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt care of the afflicted and our association's relief team for their endeavors to assist the disaster-stricken. With heaven's blessings, may the people of California swiftly recover their normal daily lives as humanity's more considerate stewardship of the ecosphere helps secure a safe environment for all beings.
Flooding forces further evacuations in southwest China. As of Tuesday, September 20th, the Ministry of Civil Affairs reported that ongoing heavy rains across northern, central and southwestern China have affected over 12 million people, with 1.7 million who had to flee for their safety in Shaanxi, Henan and Sichuan provinces, where at least 57 people have died and dozens are missing. The inundation also destroyed over 50,000 acres of crops and collapsed almost 130,000 homes across the three provinces.
The Jialing River, a tributary of the Yangtze, flowing northwest to southeastern China, was recorded at nearly 7 meters above alert levels, with waters that were forecast to rise to their highest levels since record keeping began in 1847. In Sichuan alone, nearly 900,000 people had to leave their homes by Monday as the Chujiang River, a tributary of the Jialing, overflowed its banks and unprecedented flooding covered Guangan City as well as 49 townships and neighborhoods. In the provincial city of Bajong, 13 people lost their lives while 10 remained missing and 156 were left injured. The Ministry of Civil Affairs and the National Commission for Disaster Reduction has dispatched relief teams to the affected areas with thousands of tents, cots, blankets and clothing to help those in need.
Upon hearing of the initial landslide disasters in Shaanxi Province, Supreme Master Ching Hai had conveyed all her love and prayers as she asked our association members to check with the regional government to see if additional help is required, saying that they should please do the same for the other affected areas. She also requested that they go if possible to comfort the most vulnerable, offering $15,000 for urgent items where needed. This amount could obtain $96,000 in supplies if bought in the United States based on China's cost of living. We are grateful for the relief personnel and the concerned officials for providing much-needed assistance to the afflicted, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional aid.
With sadness for the loss of cherished lives, we pray for humanity's gentler endeavors of care for each other and the earth to lessen such calamities as these.
Lives lost as earthquakes hit Guatemala. At least 3 people perished after 4 earthquakes struck Guatemala's southwestern coast within 2.5 hours on Monday, September 19th. The series of tremors began with one measuring 4.8 on the Richter scale that caused buildings to sway in Guatemala City, soon followed by quakes of magnitude 5.8, 4.8, and 4.5, as well as a series of smaller aftershocks. One woman lost her life when her home collapsed in the town of Quilapa, while 2 others perished when a landslide buried vehicles on the highway. The temblors also injured at least 13 people and prompted the evacuation of 400 in the Santa Rosa region, where electricity and telephone services were lost. Firefighters were swiftly dispatched to the disaster-hit areas.
With all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed, and to go if possible to render support to the affected. She also said that emergency funds are available.
Our appreciation, Guatemalan personnel, for your timely response, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate concern, wishing the affected residents a smooth recuperation, as we pray that such events are curbed through our kinder ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chúng xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đói lang thang, sống lên lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tụy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cò mồ, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh. Thank you. Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng no ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chúng xác sờ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đói lang thang, sống lên lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô. Tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyên nước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 490. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Sudan and South Sudan agreed to open 10 border crossings during the first high-level meeting since South Sudan declared autonomy in July. Representatives from both the Sudanese and South Sudanese governments on Sunday, September 18, reached the border crossing agreement to ease the movement of both people and communication between the two countries. Under the terms of the agreement, which was mediated with the help of the African Union and led by former South African President Thabo Mbeki, the neighbors will open 10 border crossings, with any disagreements being diplomatically addressed by teams of soldiers from each country along with Ethiopian peacekeepers. Our respectful salute, Your Excellencies, for your willingness and success in reaching this accord, as we also thank former President Mbeki and the African Union for their diplomatic assistance. May the gracious Sudanese neighbors flourish in prosperity, friendship, and evermore peace.
Save our planet. Scientists from the US National Climatic Data Center report on September 15, 2011, that this was the fifth warmest summer in the Northern Hemisphere since record keeping began 132 years ago, with the National Snow and Ice Data Center also announcing that Arctic sea ice had shrunk to its second lowest extent on record.
Save our planet. Research by the Carnegie Institution for Science in Washington, D.C., USA. Published in the September 14, 2011 issue of Environmental Research Letters, revealed that water evaporating from trees and lakes contributes not just to the immediate region, as was previously understood, but aid in the cooling of the entire Earth.
Hello, I'm Tilu the Antelope, and this is my beautiful daughter, Alu.
We're happily eating a plant-based diet.
Here's the tip of the day.
Good way to let friends and colleagues know about the vegan lifestyle is to put information into view.
If your work situation allows, you can try placing brochures giving facts on your desk or in the lunchroom.
Some vegan organizations can provide you with pamphlets free of charge or for a small cost. You can also download complimentary material such as the Alternative Living Flyer and SOS Flyer designed by Supreme Master Qinghai, and make your own copies.
Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
Cultural news. Armenia and Malta honor their Independence Day today, observing the achievement of their autonomy in 1991 and 1964 respectively. Situated in southwestern Asia, east of Turkey, Armenia has one of the world's largest high-altitude lakes, scenic Lake Sivan. It supplies 90% of the country's fresh water. Remarkable architecture can be seen on many of the country's religious buildings, including cathedral and churches of Etchmiadzin, which is part of a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO World Heritage Site. Malta, a Mediterranean island nation south of Italy, is home to 7 prehistoric stone temples dating from 4000 to 2500 BCE, which are part of a UNESCO World Heritage Site. They are among the oldest freestanding monuments on the globe. Our wishes to the kind citizens of Armenia and Malta for a festive Independence Day.
In education news, an innovative type of schooling is offered to disadvantaged Indian children. Integrated Regional Information Networks, an award-winning service of the United Nations Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, has released the film Bus Schools in its Kids in the City series. The documentary features mobile classrooms created from former school buses, which are attended by youngsters in underserved areas of Delhi. The buses are equipped with computers, television, DVDs, and books, among other learning materials. They visit designated areas in the cities and provide education and life skill classes to approximately 300 children for 2 hours a day. Our many thanks, Integrated Regional Information Networks, for highlighting this laudable endeavor. May all precious Indian youngsters be graced with treasured homes and the best of learning opportunities for bright futures. Up next on Noteworthy News, Singapore launches a program to advocate for humane treatment for our cat friends. We're going to thank God for our diversity on our planet. Please stay tuned for more joyful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Happy news for a joyous world. In animal welfare news, Singapore holds a gathering to discuss improving protection efforts for our co-inhabitants. The nation's first public forum on animal welfare policies, which took place at the Chong Pang Community Club, was organized by the charity Animal Concerns Research and Education Society, or ACRES, and grassroots groups from the Chong Pang constituency. More than 400 attended the gathering, which was co-chaired by Minister of Law and Foreign Affairs and Member of Parliament, the Honorable Kashiviwan Naden Shamugin.
I think if people sat on and thought about it, a lot of people will agree that we ought to treat animals better. It requires understanding, it requires greater awareness, and all of us have a part to play in that.
The Honourable Minister Shamugin also launched a program to enhance the humane treatment of cat friends in Chong Pang constituency, which many attendees supported.
All animals deserve respect because they have all sentient beings, and when we respect them, we actually do our part for our environment as well as to better ourselves as a human.
Our hats off to you, the Honourable Kashiviwan Naden Shamugin, Animal Concerns Research and Education Society, and all who participated in this thoughtful event to enhance the care of our fellow earthly co-inhabitants. May each neighbourhood, city and nation adopt loving policies, including the compassionate vegan diet, to bring about a life of peace for every being.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Single Life.
I never married because there was no need. I have three pets at home which answer the same purpose as a husband. I have a dog which growls every morning, a parrot which swears all afternoon, and a cat that comes home late at night.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Walk the Way of Love, which highlights the immense charitable deeds of Supreme Master Ching Hai and her vision of a peaceful future for our planet. This presentation can be accessed in our online archives.
I dream along the same lines, and dreams do come true. If our own heart is truly peaceful, we radiate that peace to all around us. Grace from the United Kingdom.
Serene Grace, thank you for your positive note. We pray that the dream for a noble and peaceful future on our earth is shared by all. May heaven bless you and the kind-hearted people of the United Kingdom with inner joy and wisdom.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May the providence bless your heart and uplift your soul.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a televised address to the nation, Nepal's Prime Minister, Babaram Bhattarai, calls for trust, cooperation and consensus among all political parties so that the country may succeed in completing the peace process and creating a new constitution by November 14.
Presidents Ilham Aliyev of Azerbaijan and Filip Vujanovic of Montenegro meet in Azerbaijan to discuss their country's collaboration in a variety of sectors, with agreements in cultural exchange, tourism and economic cooperation that are later signed by ministers of both governments.
16-year-old American Lexi Thompson won the Navistar Ladies Professional Golf Association, or LPGA Classic, in Alabama, USA, becoming the youngest person ever to win a multiple-round LPGA tournament.
Visiting Turkish President Dr. Abdullah Gül meets with both German Chancellor Angela Merkel and President Christian Wolf for discussions to advance their country's diplomatic relations, as well as talks regarding Turkey's wish to continue progressing in the application process for membership in the European Union.
In Jakarta, Indonesia, the organization Jakarta Animal Aid Network, or JAAN, calls on the city's government to protect monkeys from cruelties, including banning street performances in which the primates are forced to wear masks, dance and perform other stunts.
Christian aid organization World Relief is working with churches and non-governmental organizations in Kenya to ease a drought-related food shortage in the large northwestern region of Turkana district by providing emergency supplies to indigenous Kenyans living in the region.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.